So God never chose a guinea pig. Neither did He choose anything else, but He tried the serum out on His own Son. Virgin born, Son of God, came down to the earth, and God gave Him the toxin test. It happened on the bank of Jordan when He was 30 years old. John bare record after He baptized Him said, I saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and it went up on Him. And He was filled with God's toxin. And He proved that it stood the test. He walked before sickness and sickness vanished from Him. He walked before the cripples and the cripples walked. And when He was put to the test, when they spit on Him, whipped Him at the back, riled upon Him, tried to get His temper up, He said, I could speak to my Father, and straightway He would send me 12 legions of angels. Well, what was the matter? Why didn't He do it? The toxin was holding. He was put to the test. There He went to Calvary. Mockery spit all over His face. His face bleeding where they jerked handfuls of beard out of His face. Beaten. When He could have spoke one word, it would have changed the whole thing. But the toxin held. He died. He had the sins of the world. Every sin that was ever in the world was placed upon Him. Under that burden of sin, with all the weight of sin laid upon Him, He died. He died until the sun went down in the middle of the day. He died until the stars wouldn't shine. He died till the moon wouldn't shine. He died until the earth had a nervous prostration, shook the heart with a chill until the rocks rung out of the mountains. He died a death that nothing could die. The toxin helped. And when He died, His soul went to hell because it had the sins of the world upon it. And He was in hell 3 days. But on the early Easter morning, the toxin began to go to work. He rose on the third day and appeared here on earth again. And He said, because I live, you live also. The toxin worked with temptations. The toxin worked in every trial. The toxin worked in death. The toxin worked in burial. The toxin worked in resurrection.